producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ella Shapley of the Eagle Forum. 50 years since she published her book, A Choice on Echo. She's going to be talking 2016 and beyond, what 2014 election meant. Obama calling to have Obamacare for the Internet, total FCC takeover. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today. We're going to have open phones in the third hour. But I got beside myself in the last hour when I played that clip of one of the main Obamacare architects, Jonathan Gruber, admitting that, quote, lack of transparency was key to getting the Affordable Care Act passed because the stupidity of the American voter just amazing. And I know Paul wrote that article, but it is a good job. But the way the quote goes, I don't think it's explanatory. It says, in a newly uncovered video, Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber admits that a lack of transparency was key to getting the Affordable Care Act passed because the stupidity of the American voter was key, or otherwise the bill would have been killed. Because it said would have otherwise been killed. Now, the stupidity, intelligence would have killed the bill. Stupidity is what helped it pass. So get a hold of Paul or have them look at that. No big deal. I just don't have time during the breaks to do this stuff. I just do it on air, folks. And I get corrected by them sometimes. I get dates wrong or things wrong, and they correct me. We all work together, and that's what we're trying to do here. But that article is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the video. My personal trainer trained me a few times a week, just texted me. He said, you have some good energy on the show today. Yeah, anger will do that. I mean, watching that twit set up there and talking about how he's, you know, lying to everybody, how funny it is with a bunch of academics, you know, learning the power of lying, the power of being dishonorable, the power of screwing people over for the greater good. Totally and completely, massively disgusting on every front.
And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
Yeah, let's play the full clip in context for them. Here he is, the economist, working as an advisor to Obama, talking about keeping it from the public that it was a tax, keeping it from the public that you'd have to pay a lot more, having Obama go out and go, look, I'll tell you straight up, it'll cut your prices down to the cost of a phone bill or cable bill. You'll keep your doctor. I'm not going to tell you again. Don't listen to the lies of these right-wing racists. And we're like, hey, the bill says it right here. Shut up, racist. Everybody would just, oh, racist. No. Now this is all known, and we can't even get it repealed because of the self-propelled zombie, Mitch McConnell, when he talks about, well, we're going to be ill. Well, I can't say we'd get rid of all of them. We'll get rid of some of it. It's like one of those ventriloquist dolls or something. Got like an Obama tentacle up his patootie. I don't know what's going on, but let's go ahead and go to this clip.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
I wonder,
and, you know, it's a
second how thought. He'd like it if somebody came up and you know, mugged him. And he said, hey, you're robbing me. You're being deceptive. Or how would he feel if somebody sold him stocks or bonds that were worthless and conned him? And he'd be like, hey, I lied to you. But it makes me trendy and really smart. I'm wearing a suit and I'm on TV with a bunch of other academics talking about how deceiving people about costs. And that's just tip of the iceberg. The death panels, the taking control of the doctors. I mean, it's just these people are an abomination.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Schlafly on the broadcast. I've been interviewing her for, it's got to be 19 years. I've been on air 20. She works tirelessly, even back at the time when I was only on one FM station here in Austin. Now, she would come on the broadcast a few times a year to promote the ideas of liberty. And it was 50 years ago this year that she published her best-selling book, A Choice, Not an Echo. And that's being republished now. We'll give you details of that information, but phyllisschlafly.com, eagleforum.org. You can also find some of her work at WND.com. She's been a national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling book, A Choice on an Echo. She's a constitutional lawyer and a lot more. I'm not going to try to get into everything that she's been involved in, but she served as a member of the Commission on the Bicentennial, the U.S. Constitution, appointed by President Reagan. She has testified before more than 50 congressional and state legislative committees on constitutional, national defense, and family issues. And if somebody like Ron Paul, you could say, is the kind of father of the libertarian constitutional movement, Phyllis Schlafly is like the mother of the constitutionalist liberty movement, and we would be in deep trouble without her. If you read her work going back over 55 years, almost all of it has turned out to be extremely accurate. And she's got a syndicated column as well, the Phyllis Schlafly Report, that's in over 100 newspapers. She's got her daily radio commentaries on over 600 stations. And she's got Eagle Forum Live on over 90 stations, and also heard over the Internet. So be sure and go to PhyllisSchlafly.com, EagleForum.org. She understands, like Charlton Heston did and so many others, this is a full-on war. And I'll play the clip later for her. I discussed it a lot in the last hour. I played the clip of Ezekiel Emanuel last year admitting they want to wreck health care in America, basically Cloward and Piven. That's the socialist plan. But the new clip of one of the chief architects, Jonathan Gruber, heading up Obama's economic commission, advising on Obamacare, saying that they lied to the public, with lack of transparency being key to fooling stupid Americans and stupid voters. And he was there teaching other academic media how to lie. And it's just simply incredible that they say they have the moral high ground. Everything they do wrecks things but gives them more power. And then they admit that they lie and deceive and cheat and death panels now. Bill Gates admits that. I want to say that low-level leftists mean well or want a free lunch. It varies. But at the top, these are not leftists. These are deranged control freaks, more akin to what you saw in the French Revolution. The only behavior I've seen like this is in the French Revolution. If you study the degeneracy of the Jacobins and others, I don't want to go into a history lesson here. Phyllis Schlafly joins us. Thank you so much. I know you want to get into 2014 elections, what you think that really signified, the landscape. Is it a big political realignment? I certainly think so. Can we defeat the establishment Republicans that will try to play ball with the same crony capitalist? Looking forward at 2016, what do you see in your crystal ball? We'll discuss it all today and the republishing of your book, Phyllis. But first off, we commend your 55 years of work for liberty. And we'd like to get your take on my little rant discussing the arrogance that we're seeing out of the so-called left right now. How would you characterize the mental state of these people?
Well, thank you for all the kind words you said, Alex. It's good to be on with you. And you are right. And they deserve a rant because they have really brought this country down the wrong path, and the majority of Americans admitted we're going in the wrong way. And I think what they really want is power and money, our money. And they want to make sure that the government has control and make the decisions for us. When I grew up, I guess it was years before you grew up, but we had a country of middle-class families who had intact nuclear families. That is, the mother and father were married to each other and raising their own children in one household. And now that's just the minority of people in our country. But the nuclear family was a self-contained economic unit. They spent their own money, made their own decisions, decided how they were going to raise their children. And now we don't have that anymore. And you find the liberals who want to give us government control of everything. You know, this speech that Obama made up in Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago, which he said, we just shouldn't allow women to have the choice, he used the word choice, of taking care of their own children or being in the workforce, because we want them to be in the workforce so they pay more taxes so we can provide them with government child care and raise their children.
And so first they sell the idea that a woman's not worthy if she doesn't have some job paying all these taxes. And great, a woman wants a career, go be a constitutional lawyer, change the world like you've done, more power to him. If a man wants to stay home with the kids, more power to him, or wants to go out and, you know, work at a factory or build a factory. I mean, that's free will. But the demonization of a maternal role, and then now saying, women just shouldn't have the choice. They should be made to go out into the system and let the state raise the children. That's what MSNBC has been saying in promos now for 2 years. Every week promos, they're saying your kids belong to the state. They're really coming out of the closet, aren't they?
They certainly are. And, of course, when you go in the workforce, you're going to pay taxes, and that's going to give these bureaucrats more of your money to spend and tell you how to spend it.
Here's Melissa Harris-Perry in an MSNBC promo saying that we got to get past the idea that your kids belong to you.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Well, that's real straight left-wing heresy, yes. It's just absolutely wrong. Everything we know means children do better when they're raised by their own parents. In fact, you know, we poured all this money into public schools in an attempt to close the gap. Those are the magic words between the high achieving and the low achieving students. And they used to think the real cause of the gap was poverty. And now recent research shows it's really not poverty. It's whether or not the kids are raised by their own mother and father. And those who are going to do better in school.
And, of course, they knew that in the social engineering, and that's why they've worked as hard as they can to break up the family. They know full well what they're doing. It's premeditated. What do you make of more and more Democrats and leftists coming out and admitting they lie and admitting they deceive and admitting they want to wreck the economy so they can be in control? I mean, for me, that is criminal fraud to have people involved in Obamacare coming out and saying, we lied to Congress, we lied to the public. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Well, you know, this case that the Supreme Court has just taken, it's really pretty funny. It's about Obamacare. And when the Obamacare said that you only got the subsidies if your exchange was set up by the state, the words are very clear. They're not equivocal at all. And they want people to... But most of the states didn't sign up for it. And so the people want to get the subsidies anyway. And they're trying to get the Supreme Court to rewrite the legislation. Now, our Constitution says all legislative powers in the Congress. It's very clear. There's nothing equivocal about it. And the Supreme Court is going to take that case. And the question is, are they going to stick to the way it was written or are they going to rewrite it?
Well, there's a real power struggle in American intelligentsia and the elites itself. For so long, the Republican blue bloods have worked with the left in this radical transformation. Now that we see that it's designed to wreck the country and fold us into global government, a lot of elites who aren't completely criminal are now trying to put the brakes on things. I know you have a lot of high-level contacts inside the system. Do you think that's an accurate statement that there is a serious re-looking at things inside of the establishment and that a lot of people are realizing that we better turn back now?
Well, I don't see much evidence that it's the establishment, the big boys, the Chamber of Commerce types, who are rethinking it because they like it when we bring in cheap labor so they can raise their stock price value can go up. But I think the American people are catching on that most of the people who are coming in are willing to work for lower wages. And they were asking me to comment on these states that passed the minimum wage law in the other day. But it's not the actual amount of the wage that is attracting them. These people who come in and are working are willing to work for much lower than the minimum wage.
And they genuinely also get welfare on the side as a supplement.
Yes, they certainly do. That's right. And so I think the American people are waking up. And the big question now is, are we going to let Obama get by with his executive amnesty, which is he wants to bring more cheap labor. And, of course, he's bringing in all these diseases. We've got the children dying with this new kind of a TB disease that's being brought in by these unaccompanied minors who are coming in and trying to go into our schools.
And our children are being sacrificed, regardless of what color, on the altar of globalism. That's why they couldn't control the borders or planes with Ebola, because they don't want to ever send the message that having a border might be something you might want to have. Phyllis Schlafly, stay there. We're going to come back, and I want to get into 2014. How big of a wake-up was it? 2016, Obama's executive power grab. Will the Republican establishment try to block it? But I want to agree with you. It's the grassroots that's waking up. Not even so much the elite, but I am seeing a lot of signs that there are a lot of people in the establishment that do see now that we're coming to the end of the road and that globalism is not really a good idea. And so they may want to change sides, basically, right here at the end, so they don't get the blame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Phyllis Schlafly is our guest today for the rest of the hour. I am your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. So I want to just give her the floor right now to get into her view on 2014 election. What does it really mean? What does she see looking forward into 2016? What are the big issues, Phyllis?
Well, the big issue in the 2014 election was the Republicans getting control of the Senate so they can stop Obama from putting any other judge on the Supreme Court. If he put one more justice on the Supreme Court, I think he would rule his country for the next 30 years. And I believe that the Republicans should make a decision that they are not going to confirm any more judges appointed by Obama, because he's already done quite an effective job of packing the federal court system with left-wing judges.
Sure. Shouldn't they block his the people he wants for the attorney general?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they have, they ought to have some fight in it. If people spoke, and they should carry out the wish of the people. If Obama said his policies were all on the ballot, and okay, we'll accept that. They were, and the people rejected them.
That's right. The Democrats and Obama said this was basically a referendum. It was a major political realignment. I mean, the Democrats haven't been this weak since 1920. I mean, this really is a sign that they're in trouble.
It certainly is, and so it's a good omen for 2 years from now. And I hope that the Republicans can stay on the ball and be a fighter. Let's not have any of this talk about bipartisanship and trying to make a deal with them. Use our majority and restore some constitutional rules. The idea of letting Obama make new laws with executive amnesty and executive action is just unacceptable in a free country.
What's going to happen if Boehner and McConnell ride herd on the good Republicans? There's a lot of good ones in there. And they don't repeal Obamacare, or they let Obama sign a bunch of executive orders. What's the word you're getting? Are they planning to slap him down? Because Obama seems belligerent. He says he's going forward.
Yes, he is. And he seems to think that he's some kind of a king who can do whatever he wants. And they shouldn't let him get by with it. Of course, Congress has control of the money. And when he said he won't close our borders to people with Ebola, he wants $6 billion so he can set up a plan to stop Ebola in West Africa. Now, we didn't elect him for that. And Congress holds the purse strings. They shouldn't give him the money.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't make sense. And now one of the big issues that the Republicans are playing coy about is this giving Obama fast track. Now, that's giving him power that they never gave to Clinton or Bush or any of the previous presidents, which means they can go make a trade agreement in secret without consulting anybody, with bypassing Congress, and just make it. And it becomes a treaty with all the advantages and constitutional protection of a treaty.
And, of course, that's that Pacific Trade Partnership that's got 30 parts. Only one part's been leaked, and it gives control of the Internet over to the UN, basically. This is dictatorship by shadowy boards. And, yeah, the Republicans are talking about handing that to him when he's just been given a mandate to do nothing.
Well, we shouldn't let him do it. We should kick up a fuss, and I'm sorry, we've got to... well, now listen, Alex, you know the big fight is within the Republican Party.
Oh, yes.
It's between the establishment, the people who like to think they're the kingmakers of our land, and the grassroots. And that's why people need to read my new book, A Choice Not an Echo, because that tells you about all the shady deals and shenanigans that they pulled in the past to give us this series of losers. We used to call them Me Too candidates. Whatever the Democrats said, the Republican candidate would say Me Too.
That's right, and it's an updated and expanded 50th anniversary issue.
It brings it up to date.
Tell us about the book before we go to break.
Well, the original book I published in 1964, and of course I couldn't get any publishers, so I did it myself, and sold 3 million copies out of my garage. And that is what created the conservative movement, because it told people that we had a real conservativist support, Barry Goldwater, and we could do it. And we did nominate him in the convention despite everything. And then, of course, the big boys smashed him in the general election. But we got our reward a few years later when we elected Ronald Reagan. And if we hadn't created the conservative movement with the Choice Not an Echo in 1964, we wouldn't have gotten Ronald Reagan as the greatest president
right.
of the 20th century in 1980.
Phyllis, stay there. This is so important, folks. What one lady did with a book, changing history. You could change history, too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for, and I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It was Barry Goldwater who almost became president, but they ran TV ads saying there'd be nuclear war, we'd all die if he got elected. The Trilateralist Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for the multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateralist Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. They've got most of the churches. They've got things by the Federal Reserve. They've got the Democratic Party and most of the Republicans. They've taken control of the universities. That's from his book, from U.S. Senator from Arizona, Barry Goldwater, with no apologies. And I know folks at Newberry Goldwater, just of course, Phyllis Schlafly knew him well. What a great guy. How wonderful it would have been to have him as president. Reagan had great rhetoric about how, you know, you did build your business and freedom's great and everything else. Politics got away from him in the Congress and some bad things happened. Some things I disagree with under Reagan, and Ron Paul criticized those as well. But compare Ronald Reagan to Obama, who says you didn't build your business, and Hillary came out and said businesses don't hire people. There's a war against reality. We're going to talk to her and walk through this new edition of her book because it's very exciting, and I want to hear some of these stories. Then we're going to open the phones up for your quick question or comment, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, for Phyllis Schlafly. The toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Questions or comments for Phyllis Schlafly. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Before we go any further, we've got a whole bunch of new shirts made in America. The fabric, they're printed in America. Everything, the cotton's grown in America, have come in at madein1776.com. Now, I'm wearing right now one of the first that came out last year when we launched the Made in 1776 line. This is the Join or Die shirt, one of my favorites. But we've got some of the new ones in, the camo, Molon, Labe, and others. And we've got the 50 caliber 1776 bottle breachers that just won Shark Tank last week. We're going to get those one of those Navy SEALs that owns the company on in the next few days. And the point is, we know stuff that's interesting. We've got some new belt buckles coming in that are Molon Labe that will sell out quickly that are made in America. And all of this funds the InfoWars operation. We're not like MSNBC. They got stimulus money or NPR that gets $400 million of taxpayer money every year. We are funded by folks buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com or the great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsStore.com takes you to a directory of all those sites and shopping carts. It's basically like a whole shopping center right there. But when you buy the products from us, it funds the operation. You're shopping with the good guys. On top of it, the proprietary supplements like DNA Force Survival Shield, X2, Oxy Powder, all of it is proprietary to the site and to our developer, Dr. Group. And you've heard the incredible reviews out there. So InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the good news. The products are very popular. Here's the bad news. We are about to sell out of Survival Shield. We are about to sell out of Lung Cleanse. We are about to sell out of DNA Force, Oxy Powder, Super Mel Vitality, basically everything. Right as more colloidal silver is set to come in next week, and right as one of our new products is set to come in next week, we actually have some of it in, but not enough to even offer it. So if you want any of these products, InfoWarsLife.com. Also recommend the great longevity line of products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, the Alex Pack, all of it at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can find links there at InfoWarsStore.com as well, or 888-253-3139. You can call, ask about any specials, and our great crew will answer your questions. I want to thank you all for your support. Going back to Phyllis Schlafly, of course, of the Eagle Forum. Phyllis, talk about some of the history. Talk about Barry Goldwater. Talk about the new edition of your book and why it's so important for people to get it.
Well, when I brought out A Choice Not an Echo, it had this enormous sale. And what it did was to inspire people to believe that the grassroots could win against the establishment and nominate a real conservative. Now, let me remind you that in that time period, presidents were supposed to come from New York, Pennsylvania, or Ohio. And Barry Goldwater was from Arizona. I didn't know anybody who had ever been to Arizona. There was no baseball team that was farther west or south than St. Louis. It was so far away and so distant. And yet we picked him, and we made speeches. I made speeches all over the country for him. And it did get him nominated. Of course, they clobbered him in the election. But we stayed together as the grassroots conservative. And then came Ronald Reagan, and we got him elected. And he had two wonderful presidencies. Not perfect, but certainly better than anything the Democrats had to offer. And then they kind of disintegrated after that. And we had people who pretended to be conservatives who really weren't. And we've got to revive them. And that's why I come out with my 50th anniversary edition of A Choice Not an Echo. Now, it's not a rewrite of the original. The original's in there just as I wrote it in 64. But what I do is to bring it up to date with the shenanigans and the behind-the-closed-door deals that were made in all the Republican National Conventions after 1964. Brings it right up to date. And I'm telling listeners, you can't be a player in the presidential election next year unless you know the history, unless you know what's in the past. Because we want to pick somebody who's picked by the grassroots. We don't want somebody who wants to bring in all this cheap labor and export our good jobs abroad to cheap labor countries. And so it's a big challenge, but you need to know the history in order to get going in the battle.
I agree. Phyllis, the founder of the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, is our guest. I want to bring up some inside baseball stories here. I've been told by high-level folks that at the nomination process for the 1980 election, and I've seen the speeches and seen video clips where Ronald Reagan was criticizing George Herbert Walker Bush and saying he's a trilateralist, he's a globalist, basically going with a Barry Goldwater line of reality, and then he was taken behind closed doors and said, we're not going to back you if you don't put Bush in here, who was a Rockefeller East Coast Republican, and then you have the Clinton dynasty and the Bushes working together. I was always told at the time that Bush had basically fallen down on the election so Clinton could get in. Now they call him another son. That's basically been admitted. Now we're back to more Clinton and Bush dynasties.
Well, let me say, Alex, the story of what they tried to do to Reagan when they realized he was going to be nominated is told in my new book, A Choice Not an Echo, and it's quite a behind-the-scenes story. What they tried to do was to make Gerald Ford co-president. And when Dan Rather accosted me on the floor of the convention, he said, what do you think about this, Mrs. Schlafly? And I said, well, it's completely unconstitutional. You want to give the vice president control of the budget, the money, our sovereignty issues, our tax issues, and leave President Reagan with nothing but the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Well, let's stop right there. This is such a big deal. You're confirming what I was told when I was, a kid, and then when I've talked to high-level Republicans that were there, you were there on record on national television. You were behind the scenes. The establishment was so afraid of Reagan that they were trying to get him to agree to be a titular head and try to change the Constitution illegally inside the party. Break down exactly what happened. It's sensational.
Well, I tell a story at my new edition of A Choice Not an Echo. But they wanted to give all the real power to the vice president, who would be Gerald Ford. And the reason they wanted Gerald Ford was that he was the man who took his orders from Henry Kissinger. And they thought that that would enable them to run the country even if Reagan were elected president. And that is why Reagan was pounded so heavily by them that he called George Bush at 11:25 that night, and I was there in the convention hall, at 11:25 and said, get on over here. Bush was already in his pajamas. He had given up any hope of being on the ticket. And Reagan brought him over and introduced Bush because he was afraid he couldn't get through the night. You know, Walter Cronkite from his skybox had already announced that Gerald Ford was going to be the co-president and have the real power.
So the elites were just struggling to get their people in, and so George Herbert Walker Bush was seen as a better person for him to choose than Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah. Bush, sure. The first George Bush was the choice of the establishment. No question about that. And the grassroots were for Ronald Reagan. And then we had enough delegates to nominate Reagan, but the establishment, the so-called kingmakers, cooked up this deal by which they thought they could take the power away from the president and give it to a vice president they could control.
It's amazing, though. So we learned that Ronald Reagan really was anti-New World Order, anti-globalist.
Sure.
But then he gets shot, and then he goes in for treatment and comes back out. I know you were in both administrations. What can you say about what happened inside of those administrations?
Well, Reagan wasn't perfect, but he certainly was better than anybody else in sight. And he was the choice of the grassroots, and he did not turn over all his power to Ford or anybody else. And yes, he made a number of mistakes that we could discuss. But however, on balance, he was the best president we had.
You're saying, bottom line, he was a good guy that loved this country.
He did. He did.
That's a big difference from Obama, who obviously wants to destroy it.
Well, he obviously doesn't love this country. He doesn't want to think we're better than anybody else. And of course, we are. That's why everybody in the world wants to come here.
Well, our ideals were better, and we certainly were exceptional. Now we're an exceptional paradox of just horrible socialists and crony capitalists, and then all the other free market folks making this country go. Why do you think the Democrats are so arrogant now and admit they're lying and admit they want to wreck the economy and saying you didn't build your business? I mean, that's a way to discredit themselves. Are they that disconnected?
Well, they have a lot of rich people. And they've always had more money than the grassroots movement.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're doing a bit of gloating, but they simply want to continue to control things. They always have. And I'm telling the people listening to this program, we beat them in 1964 when we nominated Goldwater, and we beat them in 1980 and 84 when we nominated Ronald Reagan, and we can do it again if you'll get with it. Read my book so you know the shenanigans they pulled before, and we won't let them get by with giving us another loser for president this time.
Well, I've never seen the establishment this scared, and I've gone back through the history.
And
I want to see if you concur with that. They are really scared of the Tea Party insurrection taking over the Republicans. They are absolutely lining up against it, but I'm seeing a lot of good signs of major talk show hosts realizing that and now saying that. And what do you expect them to pull now to try to get a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush over a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz? What do you expect them to pull, A, and then B, as probably the top expert on the inside stuff that goes on, you know, seeing it for 50 years, Phyllis Schlafly joins us, head of the Eagle Forum. Who would you like to see as president?
Well, I'm not picking my guy at the present time, but I can tell you it's pretty clear that their number one guy is Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
You know, they believe in the British system of primogeniture. They want to take the next one in line. And just the next one in line has been one loser after another. I don't believe the American people are willing to elect another Bush.
Yeah, we rejected royalty in 1776.
We did. And but the grassroots can do it. So get on out, join, and realize that the fight is in the Republican Party. That's where the important fight is. Now, we lost several good candidates, including my own candidate for state rep, by the Libertarian votes that took more than his margin by which he lost. And maybe you wish we had many parties like other countries do. I don't wish that, but some people may.
Yeah.
But we have a two-party system. And as
well, I clearly said,
you go to war with the army you have, not the army you wish you had.
Well, I agree. I vote Libertarian when both candidates are bad, but I said in this election, if there's a Tea Party patriot running against a Democrat, and even if they're not perfect, you got to vote for them because this is a referendum on tyranny. We have to bring them down. We have to bloody their nose. We have to make them pay. We've got to take over.
We did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
We did a pretty good job. I was really proud of it. We didn't get everybody, but we got an awful lot and a lot more than they expect us to get.
Well, Phyllis, it's just amazing. I want to have you back on again soon just to talk about the book for a full hour. I want to go to a few phone calls.
Yes, because I've got so many good inside stories, and it's up to date, and you've got to have the ammo if you're going to go to battle.
Wow. It's,
and the ammo is A Choice Not an Echo, new 50th anniversary edition.
Well, I want to talk to the publisher and maybe carry it at the InfoWars store as well. I can't wait to read it. I mean, I read the original book, but I haven't. That was like 15 years ago. I want to read this updated, expanded version. Phyllis Lapley's our guest. I want to go to a few phone calls here when we come back from break, but maybe we'll skip this network break for time. But, Phyllis, anything else you'd like to add to the viewers and listeners out there?
Well, what's in the book is the inside story, like that 1980 behind-the-scenes story of what they tried to do with Reagan is just simply incredible. And it shows you how these people operate, and they've got the power and the clout, and they do a lot. But I think people are waking up to that. You know, at the present time, what they're trying to do is to give Obama more power than the previous president ever had. They want to give him fast track so he can make any deal with foreign countries and not even let Congress know. Make a deal and make it into the law. It's called fast track. Why would we give him any more power? It blows my mind.
That's right. And in fact, I've seen some Rand Paul statements that where he's like, we need to get trade done. And he needs to clarify that because that's what the other Republicans are saying. It means give him the power. He's been given a mandate to be indicted, to be impeached, not a mandate to expand power. The mandate is repeal Obamacare. Phyllis Lapley, what's going to happen if the neocons and rhinos are able to suppress the liberty movement in the Republican Party, and if they don't repeal Obamacare, if they don't shut the president down, if they let him shut down more power plants, if they let him have executive amnesty? I mean, if they do that, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm making up my mind that's not going to happen. And we've got to educate the grassroots and tell them if they have the power, if they will only use it. That's what we're up against today. Because a lot of people, you realize that not many people can remember 1964 now. And we need to tell them that we are a country of we the people.
Well, I'll say this about Barry Goldwater. I mean, nobody was talking about New World Order and trilateral commissions and, you know, just all this stuff back when he was. He was doing it when it was like speaking Martian because he really cared and was warning people. He was being the opposite of a politician. He was being a statesman and studying the two. Though Reagan was probably more well-spoken and maybe better looking, Barry Goldwater would have been an incredible president.
Yes, he was an authentic conservative, and that's what we want. Somebody who really cares about this country and believes our country should be the best and the biggest. One of the things that I have been responsible for repeatedly putting in the Republican policy platform adopted at the Republican convention is that we need military superiority. It's not enough to be just strong. We've got to be the biggest and the best. And that's the best key to peace for ourselves and for everybody else.
Well, it would be if we didn't have neocons and Obama launching all these wars. That's why people want to cut the military. My concern is they're trying to twist the military into a domestic force with all those memos to go after the Tea Party. Do you find that chilling?
Yes, and I also find it chilling that they're putting women in combat. I don't have any respect for the military who send women into combat. It's kind of like if you hear noise in your house in the middle of the night, and the husband turns over and says, honey, you go on downstairs and see what's going on.
Well, it's a war on reality. I mean, men can't make babies, and men are ugly, and women look good. I mean,
well,
there are differences.
The job of the men is to protect their family.
Exactly. It's men's job to, I mean, men, at least the men I know, want to protect their family.
Sure they do. That's why recent figures show that men who have children earn more money than men who don't. Well, that's just because they work harder. They've got a motive.
Well, the minute my wife had our first child, my son, it just clicked. Everything in me, I suddenly wanted to be more successful, wanted to work harder, grew up a lot, and it's biological.
Yes, and we need to encourage that. And, of course, you're fighting the feminists, but you need to read my other book, Who Killed the American Family, and you'll see the damage that the feminists did.
I have read that book. I want to have you back on in a few weeks, if you'll do it just on that book as well. Phyllis Lapley's our guest. Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Phyllis, you are God sent. I went to a program the other evening where John Danforth was the speaker. I know you know John probably very well.
Yeah.
I'd like you to speak about him a little bit, but let me just tell you one thing that he said that was very disturbing to me. He told me point blank that his wife campaigned and raise funds for Mark Pryor in Arkansas. If that is going on, Republican to Democrat, something is grossly wrong in this country, and I'd like you to address what you believe that Mr. Danforth's position really is on the Republican Party and conservatism in general.
Well, it's not surprising because we in Missouri, I live in Missouri, consider him part of the establishment crowd. And this fight we've been talking about in the National Republican Party between the establishment and the grassroots goes on in the different states. And in Missouri, Danforth is definitely in the establishment crowd. Now, I'm happy to tell you that in the last election for Missouri State Chairman, we elected a grassrooter. We elected a real conservative. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Missouri has a pretty slick system for electing the state chairman. It's kind of like the way they elect the Pope. They had a secret ballot, and somebody counts the ballots, and Ed Martin won by about 3 or 4 votes, and then they immediately take the ballots out and burn them. That's the way the Pope, they do for the Pope, you know, and the smoke goes up, and then the people know there's been a new Pope. Well, anyway, we got a conservative, a non-establishment guy, and you can do that in your state and get your grassrooters elected as delegates to the Republican National Convention.
Very exciting. We're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Randy. I'll see if Phyllis can do 5 more into overdrive. Paul Watson's coming on overdrive into the next hour. I got Paul Watson coming on with huge breaking news, but I'm trying to get as many of these calls as possible. I think the Democrats have jumped the shark in that they just openly say we're criminals, we're liars, ah-ha-ha. I believe they've gone insane like Nero, and we've got a real chance to beat them now, folks. They've had so much power that they've acted like lunatics, and the Republicans that have worked with them are going to be exposed. If we take this initiative, I believe we can take the country back. Phyllis, what do you say to that?
Yes, I absolutely do believe, and not only that, we must. Our future depends on it.
Let's go ahead.
Go to my website, eaglefarm.org.
Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was pleasure listening to you. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
I was a fan of Reagan when I found out that he tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And I think that's why they tried to murder him, you know?
And the IRS. Yep.
Yeah, and the IRS. And also, as far as, you know, businesses creating jobs, the one thing that I think about is the public. You know, their demand for a product, and then the banks allowing the public to get money in order to make these products and actually start entrepreneurship. And that doesn't happen. And, you know, that's the biggest enemy we have are the banks. And, you know,
well, the central banks that are waging war on the regular banks, I agree with you. Phyllis, who is the biggest enemy in corporate America? You mentioned Chamber of Commerce, all these groups. The unions vote for open borders. They vote for NAFTA and GATT. I mean, it's just all these special interests are controlled by who?
Well, I don't know that they're all controlled by anybody, but we certainly, all these groups are pushing for open borders, and we shouldn't let them get by with it because the majority of people don't want that. And what they just want to the cheap labor. That's what it's for. And we should reform the laws that are encouraging businesses to send their good jobs overseas. It's just awful. Free trade is such a deceit.
Yeah, because they write it one-sided. I got a little 5-minute segment here coming up in about a minute at the break. Can you do it? If you can, I've got one more question.
No, I have to go. I have another.
I understand. I know you're a hard worker. Well, then here's my question. We'll have to take calls another time. Can't feminists now see that what they were sold as feminism doesn't empower women and has actually really screwed up women's position and everybody's position? I mean, isn't feminism in trouble?
Feminism is in big trouble, but we can discuss that the next time I come on your show.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Phyllis Schlafly.
Okay. Bye, Alex.
All right. Very interesting lady, folks. I'm telling you, she really is at the heart of what you see with the Tea Party, Liberty Movement, you name it today, battling the Republican Rockefeller Blue Bloods. And, I mean, they would have totally taken over if it wasn't for folks like her. All right. I'm going to go to a few of your calls that missed talking to her when we come back with Paul Watson with breaking news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system.
But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.